What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Sports Talk with Hunter. Today we'll be talking about my March Madness bracket and what upsets I would look for. Even if, like, I don't pick them, I still think they could happen. So, my final four is Iowa State playing North Carolina and Kentucky playing Tennessee. And then I have Iowa State playing Kentucky and Iowa State winning. So, first upset I would watch for is UAB over San Diego State. UAB has been a solid team. They won their conference. And, I mean, San Diego State's a really good team. But, I mean, you never know. Something could happen. And UAB is an underrated team. But I picked San Diego State to be safe. So that's what I would do if I was in your situation right now. Next one I have in the same place or whatever is Duquesne beating BYU. So BYU has beaten really good teams, but I don't know. I just don't think that they will pull off a win against Duquesne. Duquesne is a random school, I know, but they won their conference, and I mean, they're not a horrible team. And I think that Duquesne might win. And Duquesne doesn't really play really good teams, but, like, I think they can pull it off because I've watched some of their last few games, and they've been playing really solid, really good. So, next I have Drake over Washington State. Now, lots of fans have this. And I think, I mean, it's really not a bad upset pick. I have them picked, too. Washington State is a very overrated team. They beat Arizona twice. I know that sounds insane. But they also lost to Colorado twice. And they lost to Utah. And Drake doesn't really play teams like that. But, I mean, I watched a few of their games as well, and they're really solid. I won't lie. They are solid. So I think Drake will pull it off. So the next upset I have in the first round is New Mexico over Clemson. Now, I don't have this one picked, but I feel like it could happen because New Mexico isn't a bad team. I watched their last game in their conference championship. They won. And I just haven't seen Clemson play yet. It really depends on how good Clemson is because I'm really not sure of them. So, yeah. Next upset I would watch for is Nevada over Dayton. Dayton has been struggling. They're very overrated. No offense to them, but they don't really play huge teams, but they lose to them as well. So, yeah, I think Nevada could pull it off. So, I mean, it just depends on how people are playing. I mean, that's how everything depends on. But I still have Dayton picked in this battle. So, I would go with that. Now, we're moving on to the other side of the bracket. So we're going to go ahead and start with A&M over Nebraska. I feel like this is amazing because A&M, like, they're a solid team. They don't lose like that. They did really good in the SEC tournament. And Nebraska lost to Wisconsin. Wisconsin played in their conference championship and they won. But besides that, Nebraska isn't all that. A&M is a really good team. I mean, I'm SEC all day. But, I mean, A&M is legit. Like, they're not just some random team. I mean, they've played Kentucky, Tennessee, and they've beaten them. They've beaten Kentucky away at Kentucky. So, I mean, I think A&M would win this one against Nebraska. the next one I would watch for, but I have not picked, is James Madison University over Wisconsin. Wisconsin did come off a win against Purdue, which is the best team, one of the best in March Madness, if not the best. And they're really good. But JMU has been looking like a sleeper pick the whole year. And it could happen, but I don't have faith in them. Wisconsin's a really good team. They're very underrated, and I would just stick with them. Next one I have that I picked, but I might change, it just depends, is NC State over Texas Tech. NC State just beat Duke and North Carolina in their conference tournament. And they were a 10 seed in their conference. Now, Texas Tech finished ranked like 20th maybe, and they're really good. They play some good teams, and they beat some of them. They've played Baylor in one, Kansas in one. NC State has been looking really solid, though. And I think that, like, it's postseason time, so they're locked in and they're ready to go. So it wouldn't be a horrible thing to pick them. And I think I might keep them picked on my bracket. Now we're moving to the Midwest. And we're going to start it off with TCU over Utah State. TCU, the 9th seed, and Utah State, the 8th seed. So I think Utah State has a better record overall, finishing off the season. TCU started off ranked. They lost to Colorado, lost their spot. But, I mean, if you look at the games, man, beat Baylor at Baylor, and they beat Houston at home, but they lost a lot. So it's really a 50-50 shot on this one. It's just a shot in the dark. I don't know what to do with this one, but I'm going to pick TCU with this one. That's all the upsets I have for y'all today. I would also, but I guess one more, but it's not very likely, is Oregon over South Carolina. South Carolina is an amazing school, so I don't think that they will lose. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with them. And, yeah, I think I'm going to change my Final Four up to Iowa State versus North Carolina and Kentucky versus Creighton. Still the same outcome, Iowa State beating Kentucky. So, yeah. The reason why I have Iowa State winning it all is because I just watched them play against Houston. Houston is an amazing team. They were going to be number one overall, but they're not because they lost. Houston put up 41 points in their conference championship against Iowa State. 41 in 40 minutes, you get 41 points. Their average for this year was 73, and their opponent's points per game average is 57. Iowa State won 69-41. That Houston dropped 32 less than their points per game and allowed 12 more on their opponent's points per game. So I also have Kentucky upsetting Houston in the Elite Eight for them to play against Creighton in the Final Four and beat them and play against Iowa State. That is all I have for y'all today. I'll keep y'all updated when March Madness starts, and I will see y'all next time.